this Kazakh a little bit.
You know, it's the end of the semester. It's coming close to the end of the semester, but it's really only the middle of the year. It's only missing. Again, is there anybody who's graduating this semester who's not on the, couldn't put his name down yesterday on that list? Just want to make sure I have it complete. What? Microphone. Oh. That better? I want to try and put together a few things today. In places that places initial assumption is that Dalet Kaisis, it's not necessary that everybody drink Dalet Kaisis, it's enough that the person who's saying the Haggadah, saying Kiddush Magid, he should say all of those things Ala Kais. Kais says that that's a mistaber. Shouldn't be any different than Kiddush. Kiddush Pashtus doesn't need a Kais to Kolecha Ve'echot. Dalet Kaisis also shouldn't need a Kais to Kolecha Ve'echot. That's the Pashtus in the Lashon HaMishnah. Lo Yifkus Olei Medalet Kaisis. Doesn't say they give this Ami enough wine for his whole family. Just give him Dalet Kaisis. Kaisis holds. Pashtus is that Dalet Kaisis should be only for the Mevarach, the leader of the Seder. Kaisis at the end says maybe there's a Raya the other way. He's Doichel Raya. In the end, Kaisis remains sort of ambivalent. Certainly in Svara, Kaisis is more Naita to say that you don't have to drink the Dalet Kaisis. The Rosh goes through the same Shaka V'Taya, also begins with the assumption really you shouldn't have to have a Kais L'Kolecha V'Echad. But the Rosh L'Maskana comes out that you do need a Kais L'Kolecha V'Echad. He's convinced by the Rayas, the Raya from Karim. He's more convinced by the Rayas that you need actually to have a Kais L'Kolecha V'Echad. But he goes through the same Chaz, the same Shaka V'Taya as Tosfos, but he comes out more, he's more Machriya that L'Maisi you have to drink the Dalet Kaisis. So yesterday we talked a little bit. We asked from the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. The Gemara says Dalet argues from the Gemara is Dalet Kaisis Tikni Rabbanan Derech Cheres Kol Chad VeChad Neved Bo Mitzvah. Gemara is talking about the Kaisis Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah says that there's a Kaisis Birchas HaMazon by the Seder. So the Gemara says to Raya Birchas HaMazon Shricha Kaisis, which is the Machlokes. So the Gemara says no, it's by the Seder it's different. Dalet Kaisis Tikni Rabbanan Derech Cheres Kol Chad VeChad Neved Bo Mitzvah. So Pashtus says in this Gemara that there's a chiyuv dalet to drink dalet kaisis derech cheres, and then once we have a chiyuv to drink dalet kaisis derech cheres, so they apply each one of the kaisis to one of the mitzvahs alayla. But it starts, it's a two-step. The first step is there's a takon of dalet kaisis derech cheres. That's step A. Step B, we take each one of those kaisis and we apply it to one of the mitzvahs alayla. So l'chayr, it says in that Gemara that there's a takon of dalet kaisis derech cheres, the takon to drink dalet kaisis. However, and that, as the Piskaro points out, is the Shitas HaRamah. The Rama says that if you drink Dalet Kaisis Shaloy Al HaSeder Shosim B'Vasachas, you just drink Dalet Kaisis, you Yoytzei. So the Rama says Yidei Dalet Kaisis Lo Yotzei Yidei Cheirus Yotzei. That's the Rama's Girsa in the Gemara in Kuf Chesam and Beis. Shosim B'Vasachas, the Rama is Goyers. We have a whole different Girsa. The Rama is Goyers Yidei Dalet Kaisis Lo Yotzei, but Yidei Cheirus Yotzei. Shat in the Rama, where the Piskaro explains, is that this Takatu Dinim, there's a din to drink Dalet Kaisis Derech Cheres. And then there's a din to say the Mitzvah Salayla Ala Kais. The Makkos from the Gemara Kuf Yizai, Dalet Kaisis Tkinu Rabbanu Derech Cheres Kol Chad V'Chad Neved Bo Mitzvah. So if you drank them Shaloy Ala Seder, so you have the Dalet Kaisis Tkinu Rabbanu Derech Cheres, that you're Makayim, Yidei Cheres Yotzo. Not Makayim the din of Dalet Kaisis, meaning you're not Makayim the Kol Chad V'Chad Neved Bo Mitzvah, but you're Makayim the Dalet Kaisis Tkinu Rabbanu Derech Cheres. It's clear that the Rambam Kuf Yizai had argues from the Gemara. Dalet Kaisis Tikni Rabban Derech Cheres, that's his Girsan Gemara, Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis. The two Gemaras go hand in hand. And that's the Shitas HaRambam. Kaisis, apparently in Daf Kuf Yizayin, did not have that Girsa. He had the Girsa of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Hochi Garsinon. The Rashbam is coming La'apukei from the Girsa that we have of Derech Cheres. The Rashbam doesn't say, Beferish, what Girsa is he coming to be Meitzi from? Mishtama, that's That's the gist that we know about. Mustama, the Rajvam is coming lapuke. It's not derech cheres. There's no din of dalav kaisis tkinir abonim derech cheres. It's dalav kaisis tkinir abonim kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. And Tosis learned up in that Gemara that it just means that Chazal were misakin kol chad. It's dalav kaisis tkinir abonim means Chazal wanted that there should be dalav kaisis. Because they wanted that there should be dalav kaisis, presumably because of the dalav l'shoyna shel geula, the kaisis of paroi, the various reasons that Chazal give for the dalav kaisis, they wanted there to be dalav kaisis. So what they were misakin in order that there be dalav kaisis is kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah, that the four mitzvahs alayel should be said ala kais, even though generally bichas mazon ain't una kais, but here they were misakin it should have a kais in order that thereby there should be dalad kaisis. But what they were misakin, as opposed to what their agenda was to wind up with dalad kaisis. But what they were actually misakin was to be misada the hagodah, was to be misada the seder ala kais. So that's mishlam how Tosis was going in the Gemara. That's how Tosis understood the Gemara. So Mele Tosis didn't see in that Gemara any din shtias dalad kaisis. All it really is a din of kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. Chazal were misakin the seder ala, the elements of the seder ala kais. So really, why should everybody have to drink it? All you have is brachas ala kais. You have four brachas ala kais. Mishtam in the Mokka for the Rashbam, why he erases the words derech cheres, is because of the Gemara daf kuf ches. Our gears in the Gemara daf kuf ches, Rashbam Tosus, the gears that we have, that they had in daf kuf ches, is that if you drink the dalad kaisis v'vas achas, yidei yayin yotza, yidei dalad kaisis lo yotza. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam's goes, yidei cheres yotza, yidei dalad kaisis lo yotza. You have cheres, you don't have dalad kaisis. The gist that we have, and the Rashbam clearly had, and Tosis clearly had, and the Rosh clearly had, our gist in that Gemara, is yidei yayin yotza, yidei dalad kaisis lo yotza, which they define to mean, yidei simchas yomtov, yidei yayin yotza, yidei simchas yomtov. But you're not yidei dalad kaisis at all. What do you mean? You're not yotzei at all. What happened to the dalad kosis tkinir rabbanim derech cheres? Since the Rashbam, there's no such din. There's no din to drink dalad kosis derech cheres. So mainly he takes that out and dakuf yizayin, he erases it. Och yigasin, we're not goyres derech cheres because there is no independent din to drink dalad kosis derech cheres. All there is the din of dalad kosis ala seder and the din of yidayayin yotzei simchas yomtov. Besulay midi. So mainly that's kosis. That's what we worked out yesterday. That's as far as we got yesterday. Now. However, the Rashbam himself, the Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis, has a strange lashon. The very bottom of Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis says the Rashbam, "Arba kaisis tkinulu rabbanon kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah." Kiloi my roi sheyosu b'mitzvah. Shai ma'isa shonu loy boi kais. Because Hamosin generally doesn't need a kais here. Kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah with each of the four kaises. But then the Rashbam concludes, Sha'af kan ein ha'kais bo b'shvil birchas hamazon. Af kan ein ha'kais bo b'shvil birchas hamazon. That's just in the view of the way we've been presenting this shita, this conclusion, these last few words of the Rashbam don't seem to fit. Rashbam seems to be saying the kais of birchas hamazon is not bo b'shul birchas hamazon. The reason why we have it is not for birchas hamazon. It's there for dalad kaisis. Dalad kaisis tkinir rabbanon. It's there for dalad kaisis. But once we have it, so we say birchas hamazon on this kais. But it's not bo b'shul birchas hamazon. Now the way Tosis understood this Gemara, it's not true. The kais is bo b'shul birchas hamazon. Chazal were mechayev that this birchas hamazon needs a kais. Why were Chazal Mechayev that this Birchas HaMazon needs a kais and all other Birchas HaMazons don't need a kais? That's because they wanted there should be Dalad kaises. But what is this kais doing here at the Seder? It's a kais of Birchas HaMazon. It has no other definition. It's purely a kais of Birchas HaMazon, according to Tosfos. That's all that it is. It's a kais on which we're Mesader Birchas HaMazon. Nobody else has to drink it, only the person who's making Birchas HaMazon. The whole function of the kais is to be the kais of Birchas HaMazon. The Dalad kais Kinir Rabbanon is just the agenda why they were Mechayev Birchas HaMazon by the Seder should have a kais, when the rest of the year maybe Birchas HaMazon, there's a machlokes that Birchas HaMazon needs a kais. Why were they mechayev that a halal by the Seder should be set on a kais? Because they want that there should be dalad kaises. But what is this kais? According to Tosis, nothing but a kais of Birchas HaMazon. And the Rashbam it's mashma that the kais lemaisa is more than a kais of Birchas HaMazon. It's a kais of dalad kaises. There is some din that you have to drink dalid kaisis, or there has to be dalid kaisis, independent of birchas hamazon. You know, in the Rashbam, it's clear there are two steps. There's a dalid kaisis tkin rabbanon. It's not derech cheres. He erases the words derech cheres. That the Rashbam doesn't want. It's not a din of cheres. But there is some din that you have to have slash drink. We're not committed yet if it's having dalid kaisis, drinking dalid. But there's something. There has to be dalid kaisis, which we then, step two, apply to birchas hamazon. But there's an independent halacha of dalid kaisis. That's how it sounds in the Rashba. Kana ben Shoyel. The Gemara in Kuf Ches says that if you don't drink, that the dalid kaisis, the whole role is ala seder. Shosim bevasachas, yidei dalid kaisis lo yotzo. Yotzi simchas yomtev. But yidei dalid kaisis lo yotzo. So that sounds like the dalid kaisis are only the bracha. They're only, that's only one step. The dalid kaisis are just the kais of birchas hamazon, the kais of halal, the kais of asher ge'olanu, the kais of kiddush. There's no independent din of dalid kaisis. If there's an independent din of dalid kaisis, because if it really is a two steps, there's A, dalid kaisis, B, therefore, kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. So if you didn't do kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah, you should at least have dalid kaisis. But if you read the Gemara in Kuf Yitzayim, dalid kaisis tkina rabbonim, so we'll take out derech cheres, fine. But dalid kaisis tkina rabbonim, hilkoch kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. If we learn that up as two takons, I don't think Tosfos learned that way. I think Tosfos learned that it's one takon. In order to have dalid kaisis, they were mesakin four mitzvahs ala kaisis. But the Rashbam is mashma that it's not the way. The Rashbam is mashma that he's learning that it's two steps, two takonos. Takona number one, dalid kaisis tkina rabbonim. Takona number two, hilkoch kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. That's his lashon. He says, therefore, it's not really a kaisis birchas hamazon. It's not bo b'shvil birchas hamazon. I'm drinking this third kaisis not for birchas hamazon. I'm drinking it because there's a din of dalid kaisis tkina rabbonim. I use it for birchas hamazon too, because kol chad v'chad neved b'mitzvah. But there's an independent, even without birchas hamazon, there's a reason why I'm drinking this kaisis. So if I drank the four kaisis shaloi ala seder, b'vas achas, I should at least have step one. I should at least have the dalid kaisis tkina rabbonim. So why does the Gemara say in Daf Kuf Ches that if you drank the b'vas achas, you don't have dalid kaisis at all? You have dalid kaisis. You don't have the hilkul kachad v'chad neved b'mitzvah, but dalid kaisis you should have. Yeah. That's a chiddush. That I didn't even entertain. I just thought of it. He says vasachas. I think just means shloim laseder. He doesn't want to say like Rashi. Rashi says vasachas means he poured them all into one great big cup. After Rashbam says that's not called dalid kaisis at all. That's one big kais. So he said no, it was separate kaisis. But vasachas shloim laseder. He says with her shloim al seder mishnasenu. Yeah, but the chisor is that the shalel seder mishnasenu. The chisor is not that you didn't take 5 minutes in between. It's hard for me to imagine. I don't think so. It's mashma rishmam. The problem is that the shalel seder mishnasenu. Elo, you just drank four kaisis. You took a coffee break in between. I don't think it's going to change the equation. The problem is that the shalel seder mishnasenu. That's I think so. We'll see. Of course, we have this problem, but. What? Yeah, because it's Shaloy Aleph Seder. No, one second. Yeah, it counts for the first place. Why does it even count for the first place? It's not even Kiddush. One second. What are you asking?
He says, that everything is viewed as one code.
What are you talking about? Like Choshev El Chaysecha? Which Rashbam are you looking at? Kulam Chashuv El Chaysecha Yishnu Vel Yoyse Sarach Lohavi Oit Shloish El Chaysecha Alas Seder. Yeah, there is a kasha, there is a difficulty in that Rashbam. Why does it even count for the first place? It's not Kiddush. Maybe he's assuming you did say Kiddush on it. You made Kiddush and you drank four kaisis. There's a horror there. I don't have a. There is a horror. Rashi says, Rashi's pointing out. Rashi says on Kuf Chesam Ad Beis that if you drank them b'vas achas, so they all count as kos number one. Because why do they even count as kos number one? It's not the kos of kiddush. You didn't say kiddush. You just said you drank four koses. So why do you even have kos number one? L'chor, you need to have dalet koses ala seder. So this is not even one. It's zero because it's not the kos of kiddush. You didn't say the bracha of makadosh yisrael v'azmanim. So I'm not sure that that's true though. Maybe you did say the bracha of makadosh yisrael v'azmanim and then you went and you drank four koses. You're not allowed to drink before kiddush. So Rashi's assuming mechates that make new problems. You made kiddush and you drank four koses. So you yotze the first kos, but the other three are nothing. It's shaloi ala seder. But the shaloi, why is it nothing? It's not nothing. You have the chori, you have the dalet kos. It's kinyan rabbanan. Okay, so that's a problem. Let's go on. Let's move on. No, I don't think so. It means you only yotze one kos. What does it say? Kulum chashuvim kos echad. So they merge. They merge. Kulam chashuvim kais rishon. But then he goes on. He says, "Vitzorach lavi oid shloisha kaisis ala seder." He should say, "Vitzorach lavi oid shloisha kaisis," and take your time. So Mashma can say that it is being mad because that it's because it's not ala seder. That's why it doesn't count. Yeah, maybe you could say it's the seder that differentiates them. I don't want to say it. We'll see. I hear there's a new argument that I wasn't lemon. That maybe there's a mokum to learn in the Rashbam that really there's an independent to drink four kaisis, but you need the ala seder to differentiate them. If you don't differentiate them, then they merge into one kais. Okay, I wanted to suggest something else. We'll see. Rashi and Daf Kuf Chesam Aleph. Bottom of Kuf Chesam Aleph. The Gemara said, "Omer B'shuvan Levi, Loshem Chayovas Be'arba Koses Halol Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'isi Hanes." So women are chayiv and dalad koses. So remember, Rashi said, not the Rashbam, but Rashi says, the last Rashi in Kuf Chesam Aleph, arba koses, Shloisha Keneged Shloisha Koses Shenemu B'Pasuk Zeh. Kais parabi yodi, we go in. The Rabbi Birchas Hamazon. So Rashi says that the dalet kaisis are connected the three kaisis in the chalim of the Sarah Mashkin, and the fourth kaisis simply the kais of Birchas Hamazon. So a couple of days ago, I pointed out that it's a steer to Rashi at the beginning of the perek. Rashi at the beginning of the perek says that the dalet kaisis are from Vitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti. I said then it's a double steer. First of all, there's two different makayos for dalet kaisis. Problem number one. That doesn't bother me so much. It's different deis in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings the Medrash. The Yerushalmi bring different sources for dalet kaisis. The dalet shenis shel geula, the kaisis of the chzara mashkin, the kaisis of peronis that the kodesh baruch is going to be mashkin umas ha'olam lasad lovay. There's different makayos. So it doesn't bother me so much. Rashi should bring different things. But the bigger steer is that Rashi in the Mishnah says you need a mocker for all four kaisis. You need a mocker even for the kais of Birchas HaMazon. And Rashi over here says you don't need a mocker for the kais of Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon needs a kais on its own. Now I want to add to the problem. The chayr, there's a kashif on this Rashi from the Gemara in Kufi Zayin Amud Beis. The chayr, this Rashi is against the Gemara in Kufi Zayin Amud Beis. What's the kasha? What is it saying? Kufi Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asks. The Mishnah says that you need a kais for Birchas HaMazon. So that's the Gemara. So it's a raya Birchas HaMazon to una kais. So the Gemara says, no raya. Maybe la'olam Birchas HaMazon ain't to una kais. It's a machlekes elsewhere. Does Birchas HaMazon need a kais or not? Machlekes Rishonim had a paskin. The Gemara says no raya. Maybe Birchas HaMazon does not need a kais. But here you have to have a kais because there's a din of dalet kaises. So it's mukhach in the Gemara that there's a din of dalet kaisis, not three kaisis plus Birchas HaMazon. According to Rashi and Daf Kuf Ches, there's no fourth kais. There's three kaisis plus the kais of Birchas HaMazon. If Birchas HaMazon doesn't need a kais, then you only have three kaisis. So how can the Gemara say in Kufi Zayin that Birchas HaMazon L'Olam doesn't need a kais? But you have to have dalet kaisis because there's a din of dalet kaisis to kin the Rabbanon. So it's beferish in the Gemara that it's a din of dalet kais, not a din of gimel kais. So it's against Rashi. How can, so it's against Rashi and daf kuf ches. Seems like a serious kasha. Okay, we're cool. So just to point out now, we're going to get it later also, but just to point out, in regarding Tosis and Shiloh, do you have to drink the Dalet? Does everybody have to drink the Dalet Tosis? Or is it enough that one person drinks the Dalet Tosis? What do you think? Rashi and Daf Kuf Ches, which way is it, Mashma? Does everybody have to drink the Dalet Tosis? Or is it enough that the Mavarach drinks the Tosis? What? The Mavarach. It's clear, Rashi. Because Rashi says that you don't need a pasuk for the Kais of Birchas Hamazon. There's a Kais there anyway. There's a Kais there anyway that the Mavarach is going to drink, but there's no Kais there anyway that everybody's going to drink. By Birchas Hamazon, only the Mavarach has to drink the Kais. If Dalet Kaisis means that everybody has to, if there's a Din Dalet Kaisis, that every person has to drink Dalet Kaisis, so how could Rashi say, I don't need a Kais for Birchas Hamazon, there's anyway a Kais? There's anyway a Kais for the Mavarach, not for anybody else. So smashman this Rashi, that there's only, that there's no, smashman this Rashi, Taka, that it's only the Mavarach has to drink the Dalet Kaisis. So therefore, Birchas Hamazon doesn't need a Kais. Therefore, Birchas HaMazon doesn't need a pasuk, because Birchas HaMazon is anyway a kais for the Mavarach. So that, the Chor will be right, that Rashi holds like Tosis, that not everybody has to drink the Dalet Kaisis. But again, the whole Rashi is shred, because it's A, it's Tosis Rashi at the beginning of the parak, and B, it's against the Gemara Mefresh, isn't that Kufi Zayin? Now, looking at Tosis, Tosis by us, in fact, I'll include the Tosis inside right now. Tosis at the end brings a riot. Miu b'gemara mashma. It's the fourth to last line in Tosfos. Miu b'gemara mashma shetzarech kol echad arba kaisis. Kaisis is the last raya. Diktoni hakol chayovim b'dalet kaisis echad noshim ve'echad tinoikus. Omer Rav Yehuda matei elus l'tinoikus v'yayin. Mashma l'tarakam tzarech kais af l'tinoikus. What's going on here? What was Tosis' proof from the Gemara of Tinoikus? What did he see in that Gemara? Where did he see in that Gemara that there's a din of Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis? So, Pasha Trat, you can learn that Tosis, no, where does it say in that Gemara that we're talking about drinking Dalet Kaisis? Maybe it's talking about the din of Shmiyas Dalet Kaisis. Where Tosis Taka Doicha? Where did Tosis Lechatchila see in that Gemara? It says that Akol Chayomim Medalek Kais. We know there's a Chi of Dalek Kais. But the need in Tosis is, does Dalek Kais mean you have to hear the Haggad Dalek Kais? Or does it mean you have to drink Dalek Kais? So where did he see in this Gemara? Tosis Lechatchila sees in this Gemara Raya that Dalek Kais is the thing to drink Dalek Kais. So where do you see that? So the Chor of the Raya is from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Matei Elis Latinoikis V'yayin, if we're talking about drinking Dalek Kais, so I understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, What benefit did Tinoikus have from drinking yayin? The Yehuda goes on and says, Ela machalaklam kloyus ve'goizim. Let's give him games to play. So, if we're talking about drinking the Dalet Kaisis, so then I understand Rabbi Yehuda's response of Mateelus to Tinoikus ve'yayin. L'chor, that's Tosis' proof. And that's not so posh at that proof, because the Rashbam over there in that Gemara learns differently in Mateelus to Tinoikus ve'yayin. The Rashbam says over there, Mateelus to Tinoikus ve'yayin just means they're potter min ha-mitzvahs. Mate elis the tinoikus v'yayin ha-lei p'tur min ha-mitzvahs. Abihud is not asking why would tinoikus need to drink wine. That's not the need. The Rashbam learns mate elis the tinoikus v'yayin is simply a kasha. Abihud is simply saying, k'tanim ha-potter min ha-mitzvahs. Why are you being mechayev them in dalet kaisis? Nothing to do with whether children should be drinking alcohol or not. It's not that kind of Gemara. So if you learn like that, L'chayr, there's no Raya at all. So L'chayr, Taisus does bring the Raya. So Taisus learned Mata Elis, the Tanoikis V'yayin means, why are you giving Katanim wine to drink? You're going to make them into drunks. Well, it's not going to get... So then, but if that's the pshat in Tosfos, so then how's Tosfos doicha the raya? Tosfos doicha v'yesh litchos nechayav min l'shmaya birchas arba kosis. It means listening to the dalet kosis. Umishum chinuch. Okay, fine. So then, why should? But where'd your raya go? You brought a raya. Tosfos brought a raya from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says mata elis l'tinoikis v'yayin. You see that we're not talking about listening to dalet kosis. We're talking about drinking the dalet kosis. So how's Tosfos doicha the raya? V'yesh litchos that we're talking about listening to dalet kosis. No. But you're not addressing the raya. The raya is from the Mata Elis Litanoikis V'yayin. Elamai. Maybe Tosh learned that like the Rashbam. So then what was the raya in the first place? And then also, it's not so clear. What does he want with the Mishum Chinuch? Ki'ilu, in the Havamina Tosfos, when he first brought the raya, it's not Mishum Chinuch. And now it all of a sudden becomes Mishum Chinuch. Now we're talking about Tanim. Of course it's Mishum Chinuch. What else would it be? Oh, there is another possibility. Some Rishonim say it's Afen Hoyo Bo Yisrael. Okay, fine. It's still not negated to the Shaila. It has no relevance to the Shaila. It's Mashman Tosis that when he brought the Raya, it was not Mishum Chinuch. Now that he's being doich to the Raya, then it becomes Mishum Chinuch. Why'd that change? That's not relevant. That's like a red herring. The issue is, the Raya was... The kids, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If he learns like the Rashbam, that Mata Elis, the Chinuch behind just means they're Potem and Amitzvahs. So what was his Raya in the first place? And if he's not learning like the Rashbam, then how's he doicha the raya? And what does he want with the chinuch? Very cryptic, this line in Tosfos. And then there's the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Tshuvas HaRosh. Let's take a look. Does anybody have the Tshuvas HaRosh? If you have, how many, just by show of hands, how many people have the Tshuvas HaRosh? I wonder just how to do it. Good, so we have enough people. So if you don't have, look over the shoulder of somebody who has it. Let's do it inside. Very short Shuvah Sarasha anyway. Says the Rosh. The Briskrov. Did Dalim see the Briskrov? The Briskrov brings the Shuvah Sarasha. There's a riot to his Mahalach, but I'm not sure. Tell you the story with the Briskrov. The other saw the Briskrov. How many? I don't. Just by a show of hands, how many guys saw the Briskrov? I can't stop. There's a story behind it. I heard this from Rav Shechter once. What? It's in Nefesh HaRav. Oh, then I saw you. See you look now. Okay, fine. Well, the kids. Does I know the story? They know the story. The Briskrov and Rav Moshe were together during World War One in some village somewhere. And they were refugees together. And it came Pesach and there's very little wine available in town, and this Pesach was coming. They would have enough wine, they knew they could get enough wine for Dalet Kosis for one person. Whoever was in this, one person they could get Dalet Kosis for. But they would not be able to come up with enough wine for Dalet Kosis for everybody at the Seder. What they could get would be Chamar Medina for everybody at the same. I don't know what the Chamar Medina they were talking about was. I don't remember. I think it's milk. I don't remember what the Chamar Medina would be. Obviously, it wouldn't be beer, but it would be something. They could get some other beverage, not yayin. Maybe it was milk. Maybe it was that they could come up with four kaisers for everybody. But with yayin, they could only come up with four kaisers for the whole family. So the shaila was, what's better to have? Four kaisis of have one person say the whole Haggadah, and he'll be the only one with the Dalet kaisis. No, it's like Tosfos. Should they do like Tosfos? Have one person read the Haggadah for everybody. He might see everybody in the Haggadah. He might see everybody in benching. Might see everybody in Halal, and he'll have Dalet kaisis of Yayin. Is that better, or is it better to give everybody Dalet kaisis, but it won't be kaisis of Yayin? It'll always have everybody say the Haggadah on their own. Give everybody their own Dalet kaisis. But it won't be Dalet Kosis of Yayin, it'll only be Dalet Kosis of milk, or whatever, Chamar Medina. So what's the better option? So they rely on Tosfos and have one person have Dalet Tosfos, but they'll have Dalet Tosfos of Yayin Mamish? Or should they be machmer like the Rambam, that everybody has to have Dalet Tosfos, but it won't be Tosfos of Yayin? That was the Shaila. So they sat down, they learned the Sugya together, and what they came up with is that Shtikl Torah that you read in the Chiddush HaGris, the upshot of which was that according to the Rambam, it's a din of Chayrus, you have to have Yayin Dafka. But only, and according to the, it comes out like this, according to the Rambam, it's a din of Chayrus. Everybody has to have their own Kais. Why? Because it's a din of Chayrus. Valid Kais is Tini Rabban and Dera Chayrus. But that you can only be Mekayim with Yayin. The Tosis holds you don't need that everybody should have their own Dalet Tosis. It's because Tosis holds there is no din of Derech Cheres. All there is a din of Broch Ala Kos. So Mele, the Chesing was like this, that there's really, it makes no, there's no point in giving everybody their own Dalet Tosis. You might as well have just the Kos of Yayin in front of them. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You don't gain anything by having everybody have their own Kos. Because what's the point in having everybody have their own Kos? For Broch Ala Kos, the Balabas could do it. You could do like Tosis. The Ram also agrees. If all you'd want is just Broch Ala Kos, so you could have the Balabas could have Broch Ala Kos and it could be Mesi everybody. The reason why the Ram demands that everybody have their own Kos is because the Ram wants that everybody should have Derech Cheres. But Derech Cheres is only Yayin. So if you're not going to use Yayin, you're just going to use Chamar Medino, you're going to lose the Rambam anyway. So if you lose the Rambam anyway, so then it makes no difference. You give the Balabas will be Mesi everybody Ala Kos, or everybody will have their own cup of milk and they'll say the Haggadah Ala Kos. What's the difference? Either way, all you have is Broch Ala Kos, but you don't have Cheres. That was the bottom line. The bottom line was that it makes no difference. So that's the story behind this Biskrov. Anyway, the Biskrov, in the Rambam, he builds very beautifully that there's Taka Tudinim, there's Din of Broch Ala Kos, that's what the Rambam calls Dalet Kosis, and then there's the Din of Derech Cheres, that everybody should drink Dalet Kosis, Derech Cheres. That's what the Rambam learns to Gemara Daf Kuvches, Shosin Bevasachas, Yidei Cheres Yotso, Yidei Dalet Kosis Lo Yotso. That means you Yotzi the Din of Dalet Kosis, Tkin Rabban Derech Cheres, to drink Dalet Kosis for Cheres, but you're not Yotzi the Din of Broch Ala Kos. That's the Shittas Rambam. That we're not going to go into right now, but that's very beautiful. But the Biskrov says that he has a Tshuva Sarosh, Achakach Matzosi, he found the Tshuva Sarosh, who also holds like the Rambam that there's two dinim. There's a din that everybody has to drink the Dalet Kosis, and in addition, there's a din of Broch Ala Kos. So let's see if that's really so in the Tshuva Sarosh. I'll tell you in advance, right away you have to be suspicious. Now, for a particular reason. This I saw pointed out by Rav David Cohen, the Shushim Chevron. He has a piece in Dalet Kosis, he has a different Mahalach. But he points out about this Biskrov, he doesn't quite say it the way I want to say it, so maybe I shouldn't quote it in his name. The kash is the following. The Biskrov sees in the Tshuva Sarosh that we're about to read, that the Tshuva Sarosh holds like the Rambam, that there's two dinim. There's a din of Dalet Kosis for Cheres that everybody has to drink, and then there's a din of Broch Ala Kos. But you have to that has a lot of implications. In order to hold that way, in order for the Rambam to hold that way, l'chayr, you have to be geirus. In the Gemara Kuf Yedzayin Amud Beis, Dalet Kosis Tchina Rabbon and Derech Cheirus, Hilkul Kol Chad V'Chad Nefer B'Mitzvah. You have to be geirus in the Gemara and Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Shosin V'Vasachas Yidei Cheirus Yotzo, Yidei Dalet Kosis Lo Yotzo. If you're not geirus that way, if you're going to be geirus on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Yidei Yayin Yotzo, Yidei Dalet Kosis Lo Yotzo. If on Kuf Yud Chizayin Amud Beis, you're going to be Goyres, Dalet Kosis Kinner Rabbonon, Hilkul Kulchad V'chad, but not Derech Cheres, it's going to be very hard to hold like the Shittas HaRambam. It's very much totally in the Gersois in the Gemara. So here's the problem. The Rosh himself in the Halachas, in the back of the Gemara, he goes like Tosfos. He starts off with the assumption that you don't have to drink the Dalet Kosis. And then he brings the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda, from Matuel's the Tanoikis B'Yayin. So he comes out at the end that maybe you do have to drink the Dalet Kosis. It comes out at the end, the place is more ambivalent. The Rosh comes out at the end that you have to drink the Dalet Kosis. So it is true, the Rosh comes out at the end that everybody has to drink the Dalet Kosis. But if that's because of the din of Cheirus, then that's Machriach that you have to be Geirus in the Gemara, Shosin Vasachas Yidei Cheirus Yotzo. If you're not Geirus that way in the Gemara, then how could you say something? Then the Gemara is against you. The Gemara says, Shosin Vasachas, if you're going to be Geirus Yidei Yayin Yotzo, all your Yotzo is Simchas Yomtov, you're not Yotzi Dalet Kosis at all, then that's a raya that there is no din of Derech Cheres. You can't have it both ways. If you want to hold it to din of Derech Cheres, you have to be Geres in the Gemara, because if you're not Geres in the Gemara, then the Gemara is a raya the other way. But if the Rosh had that gifts in the Gemara, then what was the Suffolk? Then the Gemara says Beferish, this is the Din of Derech Eretz. Why didn't the Rosh bring the Raya? Which is very hard. If you just bring down in, it, from the fact that the Rosh goes through the same paces as Tosfos, he doesn't quote the Gemara in Kuf Ches as a Raya, he doesn't quote this Gemara about Yireh Cheres Yotso, he doesn't have the Gemara in Kuf Yudzayim and Beis, Dal Kosis Tkinu Rabban of Derech Eretz, he doesn't bring any of that. Presumably because he didn't have that gears in the Gemara, he had our gears in the Gemara. Yideh Yayin Yotso, not Yireh Cheres Yotso, but Yideh Yayin Yotso. I think that's how he quotes the Gemara in Kuf Ches, double check. I think on Kuf Ches, that's how he quotes the Gemara. He doesn't elaborate over there, but I think he quotes the Gemara. Yideh Yayin Yotso. So if he doesn't have that gears in the Gemara, how could the Biskrov say that he holds like the Rambam that there's a din of Dalit Kosis al Cheres? So that's why it's going to be suspicious already going in. But let's take a look at the Rosh himself. Says the Rosh, Umash Shikha Safto, Bahid Ari Psochem, Amakadish Vitom, Loy Lukmov Yotzer, Vlav Loy Yotzer. The Rosh begins with the Shaila, do you have to drink a. The Gemara says that by Kiddush you have to drink a Maloy Lukmov. That's how loch, you have to drink a Maloy Lukmov. Vero Iso Lechalek ben Kiddush Lahavdola. So this Shoyel wanted to say, maybe that's only by Kiddush. By Havdola, there's no din that you have to drink Maloy Lukmov. Doesn't say why he's mechalik. He wanted to be mechalik. Could be, he could be mechalik. There's a shita of ga'inim. The ga'inim hold that kiddush is different. Kiddush is din of shtiyas yayin. Talked about it once. Kiddush is din of shtiyas yayin. By other things, no din of shtiyas yayin. The Rashbam says that kiddush. The Rashbam says that the reason why you need kiddush mokum suda. One of the reasons is because you need the yayin of the suda. You want to be mekadosh on the yayin of the suda. So that means you have to drink the yayin. Otherwise, it's not the yayin of the sudda. So there is mokum lechalik in other shittas. And maybe kiddush, by kiddush, there's din of shtiyas yayin more than by other places. But the Rosh doesn't accept that. A mashal the shittas of ga'onim is that by kiddush, the mekadosh himself has to drink the yayin. This I know we talked about. By other kashal bracha, anybody could drink the yayin. That's the Gemara in Erevin. Litame liyanuka. You don't have to drink the yayin yourself. By Shechiyonu, Tosfos brought the Gemara. By Shechiyonu, you don't have to drink the kais yourself, even if it needs a kais. You could give it to somebody else. By Kiddush, the Ga'onim Paskin, that you have to drink the kais yourself. The Rosh is Cholik. The Rosh is not true. You don't have to drink the kais yourself. He brings the Raya from the Gemara and Erevin. But there is a Cheshitas Ga'onim that by Kiddush, the Mekadosh has to be Tayin, unlike other kais. So the Torah says the Ga'onim hold that by Kiddush, Kiddush is special. The drinking of the yayin is a Cholik of Kiddush. So presumably the shoyel over here is coming from a shita that's like the shita segayim. That by kiddush there's a special din of shtiyas hakais, drinking kais is part of kiddush, and that's special by kiddush, not by anything else. But the rosh is chaylik. Says the rosh lo yadati tam lechalak. I don't subscribe to that, such a difference. Ela kol dover shetzorach kais tzorach teimas melei lugmov oy hamevarach oy acher. I hold every kais the same, just like by kiddush you need a melei lugmov, by all kaises you need a melei lugmov. All kashul bracha, and vice versa. Just like by other kashul bracha, doesn't have to mean the mevarach is tayim. You give it to a yenuka. So the Rosh says the same thing by kiddush. Not like the ga'inim. Anybody could be tayim. The Rosh is not mechalak between kiddush and other kashul bracha. That's mechal. Shita's Rosh. Important to know. The meisa tam mechalak mei kiddush the shad varim atunim kais. Why should we say a distinction? Al kiddush al ayin einam in atayra. That is some kind of new din of kiddush al ayin that would allow us to say that it has to be shtiyas hayayin. Kiddush is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is kiddush. Not a chazal. We're misakin that you should say kiddush ala kais. The same with the misakin that you should do other brachas ala kais. So why should the rules be any different for kiddush and other kaisal brach? Now he brings a raya. He's bringing a raya to what? To the idea that every kaisal bracha needs a meloy lugmuth. That's the nidun in the Rosh. So let's make sure. That's what the Rosh is discussing. The Rosh is not discussing. Does everybody have to drink the Dalit Kosis? Does not everybody have to drink the Dalit Kosis? That's not his explicit agenda. His agenda is, does a Kosil Bracha in general, outside of Kiddush, need a Meloy Lugmuth? So he brings a Raya from Dalit Kosis. The Chayim Matzinu with Dalit Kosis. Have a Raya from Dalit Kosis. It says, Hishkmeem Lebonuv Lubnei Beisa Yotzo, that if you didn't drink the whole Kosis yourself, you gave some of it away to your family members, so you yikes it. But Omer Nachma Yitzchak Galut Shas Ruba the Kosa. But you have to drink yourself a Rav Kais. A Rav Kais, the Rosh takes to mean a Maloy Lukmuf. I mean, meaning not a Rav of the Kais that's in front of you, the Rav of a minimum Kais. The Rav of a minimum Kais is a Maloy Lukmuf, like Kais says. So it says Beferish in this Gemara that for Dalit Kaisis, you don't have to drink the whole Kais. You give some of it away, but you have to drink a Maloy Lukmuf. So Mela says the Rosh, it's a raya that every kashal bracha needs a meloy lugni. Now, if dalet kaisis have a separate din, they have to drink dalet kaisis. So what's the raya to other kashal bracha? We're just bracha ala kais. So at least at this point, he's operating the dalet kaisis is just a regular kashal bracha. If dalet kaisis need a meloy lugmuv, so every kashal bracha needs a meloy lugmuv. So now the Rosh has a new kasha. Why does the Gemara say that he has to drink him a loy lugmov? Who did Shasi Ruba the Kasa? Why isn't it good enough that the other people to whom he's divvying out the kais, they'll drink a maloy lugmov? I feel a loy yishtahu Ruba the Kasa. It's not clear, does he mean we should be mitzar for everybody to a maloy lugmov? Or does he mean that one person will drink a maloy lugmov? The Lashon of the Rosh is going to be mashma that he means we should be mitzar of everybody to a maloy lugmov. That's a difficult thing because the Shitas Rosh himself, in Daf Kufches, is that the one person has to drink a maloy lugmov. There is a Shitas Haga'inim, a different Shitas Haga'inim, that is, you can be mitzar of everybody. There's three Shitas. One is that the Makadosh has to drink, by Kiddush at least. One is that somebody has to drink, that's the Rosh, and then there's another Shittas HaGoyim, some Goyim hold you could be Mitzar for everybody together, not by Kiddush, but you can be Mitzar for everybody together. The Rosh himself holds one person has to drink a Maloy Lugmuf. So over here, if the Rosh is consistent, he must mean, why does he have to drink a Maloy Lugmuf? Why isn't it enough that some one other person at the table to whom he's giving out the Yayin, somebody else should drink a Maloy Lugmuf? And the Rosh read the Gemara, Behuda Ishti Ruba Dekosa, to mean that he has to drink a Rav Kos. He has to drink a Maloy Lugmuf. So his kasha is, why does he have to drink a maloy lugmuv? It should be enough that somebody else drinks a maloy lugmuv. The kaimel, and after all, we hold hamavarach tzorach shi'itim hu ayachem, k'damina be'erivin, k'abi kiddush b'yom ha'kippur, like the Gemara says in Erivin, l'gabe, not kiddush, no kiddush on Yom Kippur, it means zman. By the Gemara, that Gemara, yilitim eliyanuka. D'havi mekachshinun v'yabin eliyanuka, we would have said zman. He seems to learn the Gemara that we would have said kiddush. It's not interesting. The Gemara is talking about Zman, it's not talking about Kiddush. He keeps talking about Kiddush. It's not Kiddush over there, it's Shechi Yom. It's not an interesting thing. Anyway, he reads the Gemara over there that the Gemara wanted that on Yom Kippur you should make Kiddush and give the Kais to a Tinoch. Except the Gemara says it's not a good idea. He'll grow up, he'll think you're allowed to drink Kiddush on Yom Kippur. No, so it says in that Gemara that you don't have to drink yourself, the Maloy Lugmuv, you can give it to somebody else. So the Ga'inim are Mechalik, that's only by other Kais, not by Kiddush. And the Rosh holds it's true by all Kais Shul Bracha. And the Rosh maybe even apparently is learning that Gemara itself is talking about Kiddush, so you can't say that Gemara is not interesting. So that's the Rosh's kasha. Why does the Balabas have to drink the Maloy Lugmuv? Why isn't it good enough that somebody else will drink a Maloy Lugmuv? Either Bitsir for everybody together, or at least one person will drink a Maloy Lugmuv. So here he answers, B'yesh Leima. And this is the line that the Briskerov picks up on. The Shiny Hocho. Here it's different. The other people at the table, he calls them tinoikas, not tinoikas necessarily, but the other people at the table, the banav and the beisoy, they're drinking the wine because they have their own chiyuv. Sha'af heim chayovim b'dalet kaisis. They have their own chiyuv of dalet kaisis, so they have to drink the wine for themselves. Hilkach ein shtiyos and oil hashtim shir avim. So therefore, their shtiyah can't work as the maloy lugma for the father. A regular kashal bracha, the person whom you give it to, the yanuka, he doesn't have any chiyuv to drink. He doesn't have his own chiyuv. So mele, he can drink for you. He's drinking it. Why is he drinking? His drinking is to serve as the loy lugma for the kashal bracha. But here, they have to drink because they have their own chiyuv dalet kaisis. So therefore, they're drinking, since they're doing it for themselves, it doesn't count for the Loy Lugmuf of the Balabas. That's why the Balabas has to drink from the Loy Lugmuf himself. That's the Briskerov. That's the Rosh. Says the Briskerov. I did not see the Briskerov inside in a long time, so does anybody happen to have a Briskerov here? Thank you. Okay. So the Biskarov, so what's going on in this rush? Why do they have their own Chiyuv Galal Kosis? They're being yotzi from him. He's the balabas. He's saying Nagoda for everybody. Why do they have their own Chiyuv Galal Kosis? Okay, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, Hishkamim Labanov Lenebesi. You have the balabas. He has Galal Kosis. He has a Kosis. He gives some of it away to the Labanov Lenebesi. But the Gemara says, but he has to drink of a Lugum of himself. He asks the Rosh, why? Litamele Yanuka. What's the difference in Gemara and Erevin? Why can't the Lemalei Lugmav of the Banu Bnei Beisoy be good enough for his kais? So what's the Rosh's answer? Because they're not drinking it for him. They're drinking it for themselves because they have their own Chiyuv Dalek kaises. What do you mean they have their own Chiyuv Dalek kaises? What Chiyuv Dalek kaises do they have? He's reading the Haggadah. He's the grandfather. So why shouldn't he? So he has the Dalek kaises. Why do they have their own Chiyuv Dalek kaises? Apparently, the Rosh holds that there's a din that every person has to drink their own dalek kosis. And yet, this is where the Biskarov goes, and yet the Rosh is medama dalek kosis to every kosher bracha. If it's a din, they have to drink dalek kosis, what does that do with every kosher bracha? We'll see the Hemshech of the Rosh in a minute. Says the Rosh, says the Biskarov, apparently there's two things. There's one din that everybody has to drink their own dalek kosis. Then there's another halacha that it's a regular kosher bracha, they have to be masad with the Haggadah dalek kosis. Both things are going on in the Rosh. So let's just focus on this line over here. So what's the Rosh saying? Again, the Rosh's question was, why does the Balabas have to drink the Malay Lugma? Why isn't it good enough that they're drinking the Malay Lugma for him? So what's his teretz? They're not drinking for him. They're drinking from themselves because they have their own chiyuv to drink dalek kosis. So therefore, they have to drink dalek kosis for themselves. If they're drinking it for themselves, they're not drinking it for him. Does this make sense to you? No. Why not? Why does that make sense? What? They what? No, let's say they did. The Rosh is asking, why did the Gemara require he should drink the Malay Lugumov? Why isn't it good enough that they'll drink the Malay Lugumov for him? Again, I'm not sure if he means Betsiruv, in which case it's not like the Russians, or he means one of them. But whatever, let's say he means one of them. So why does the Gemara insist that he drinks the Malay Lugumov? Why can't his son drink the Malay Lugumov for him? So what's his answer? No, his son can't drink the Malay Lugumov for him. The son is busy drinking the Malay Lugumov for himself, because everybody has a chiv to drink the Malay Lugumov for themselves. Yeah, all right. Right, it makes no sense. If the Rosh holds that everybody has a chiyuv to drink their own Malay Lugmov, so then there's a poshut reason why he has to drink his own Malay Lugmov. Because he has to drink his own Malay Lugmov, just like anybody else. Why is he worse than anybody else? The Rosh goes about it in a very roundabout way. The Rosh says, why does he have to drink a Malay Lugmov? Why can't his son drink a Malay Lugmov for him? So answer the Rosh, oh, his son can't drink a Malay Lugmov. The son is busy drinking the Malay Lugmov for himself, because he has his own chiyuv shtiyas dalad kaisis. So therefore, it doesn't count for the father. That's the reason. It doesn't count for the father. Also, has, if it's true that everybody has to drink their own dalek kosis, the chiyuv shtiyas dalek kosis, then the father has to drink his own dalek kosis because he's the same as everybody else. Everybody has to drink their own dalek kosis. The problem is not the Rosh makes it sound like it's a problem in the kavan of the son. The son's not doing it for me; he's doing it for himself. Kilu, if the son would do it for me, it would be good. How would it be good? If he has to do it for himself, then I have to do it for myself. Everybody has a chiyuv to drink dalek kosis. So I'll tell you what I think, but let's just read one more line in the Rosh. Inami. This is another teretz. Hadar ina sheish tuhu b'dekasa. You know why he has to drink a roiv kais? A malay lugmov. Mishum, why can't the son drink it for him? Maybe it's for a different reason. Not because the son's drinking for himself. That's not the reason. He has to drink his own malay lugmov. Mishum to be'inyin achel ayotzadei chayvaz yayin. Because he has a chiyuv yayin. And the chiyuv yayin requires that he drink his own kais. What's the chiyuv yayin? What does yayin mean? Where did you get this terminology? Yayin. Chiyuv yayin. From the Gemara and Daf. Kufches. Shosim b'vasachas. Idei yayin yotza. Idei dalek kosis lo yotza. That's the gissa that Ari Shainim, Rashi, the Rashbam, the Tosfos. That's our gissa in the Gemara. I think it's the Rosh's gissa in the Gemara. Can I double check? I'm sure it's the Rosh's gissa in the Gemara. So what does that mean, Yayin? At least Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos, they all say, what does the Yayin mean? Simchas Yom Tov. That's from some of what he means here too. He has a chayvus Yayin. He has to drink his own Malay Lugmov because he has a chayvus Yayin. Yidei Yayin. So again, he doesn't say he has to drink his own Malay Lugmov because he has a din dalit kaisis chayrus, like the Pesukim wants to read in the Rosh, that he holds like the Rambam. There's a din shtiyas dalit kaisis because of chayrus. He doesn't say it. He says he has to drink his own. He has to drink his own Malay Lugmov because he has a din Yayin, which I mean, at least the other Rishonim say that means Simchas Yom Tov. So the Rosh says that's another reason why he has to drink his own Malay Lugmov, not because of the din of dalit kaisis. Kaishul bracha, that he could give to somebody else to drink. But he has to drink it himself because he has his own din of Simchas Yom Tov. I'm convinced that there's a tois sofer in the Rosh, that the Rosh before, when he said that the other Bnei Besoi are not drinking for him, they're drinking for themselves, it's also what the Rosh should be saying is not because they have a chi of dalit kaisis. The Rosh has no such notion. Chayrus doesn't have it. It should say yayin. They have their chi of Simchas Yom Tov. Everybody at the table is drinking the yayin for Simchas Yom Tov. If they're drinking for their own Simchas Yom Tov, they're not drinking for him. It fits in with the whole Hemshech HaRosh. The Rosh is saying, why do you have to give the kais? Why do you have to drink your own Malay Lugmov? Give it to your Bnei Beisai. Let them drink it for you. Says the Rosh, two teyutzim. Number one, their kavana is to drink for their own Chayvaz Yayin. They're not drinking for your kais. They're drinking for their own Simchas Yom Tov. That's number one. Number two, you yourself, so first, therefore they're not being mites, they're not drinking on your behalf the Kaishul Bracha. So it doesn't count as the Shtiyas Kaishul Bracha. Then he said, number two, even if we'll say that that's not true, and really as far as Kaishul Bracha is concerned, when they drink, it counts for your Kaishul Bracha also. Even though they also have in mind for their own Chayvus Yayin, big deal. It could count for your Kaishul Bracha. Either Gemara says you have to drink Meloy Lugmuv. The Gemara doesn't mean for Dalit Kaisis. For Dalit Kaisis, you can have somebody else drink. The Gemara means you have to drink your own Malay Lugmov because you have a din Yayin. But din Simchas Yom Tov requires a Malay Lugmov. So Mimela, that's why the Gemara says, Hu Dish, the Rubu the Kosa, means you have to drink a Rav Kais, not for the Kaishal Bracha Dikadin. The Kaishal Bracha Dikadin, you can have your son drink for you. He's thinking about his own Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe that doesn't matter. First parents was that it isn't a factor. Now he's saying, Inami, it's not a factor. The son, if he would drink for you the Malay Lugmov, it would be good. But it won't help for your Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, the Gemara demands that you drink a Malay Lugmov because you need to drink a Malay Lugmov for your Chayvaz Yayin, for your Chayvaz Simchas Yom Tov. So say. Now just finish the Rosh, and then I'll take the question. Then the Rosh asks, "Ein Loimar, don't ask me. In Cain, Ein Raya Mikan to be in Tim's Yayin Malay Lugmov." So then, I brought this Gemara to prove that every Kaishal Bracha needs a Malay Lugmov. It's not a special din by Kiddush. Now you're telling me that the Malay Lugmov is for Yayin, for Simchas Yom Tov. So where's my raya from here that Kaishal Bracha needs Malay Lugmov altogether? Maybe Kaishal Bracha doesn't need a Malay Lugmov. Maybe for a Kaishal Bracha it's enough to have a thimbleful. The Gemara says, Hu the Ishtiru, but the Kosa, you have to drink a Malay Lugmov because the Gemara wants it to be Yaitzi the Chayvaz Yayin. Again, there's two things. There's Dalit Kaisis and there's Yayin. It's mamish the terminology of the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches. He's using that terminology. There's Chayvaz Yayin and there's Chayvaz Dalit Kaisis. Chayvaz Dalit Kaisis is a Kaishal Bracha. Chayvaz Yayin is Simchas Yom Tov. So he wants to bring a raya from Dalit Kaisis that you need to drink a Malay Lugmov by a Kaishal Bracha. So he says, what's the raya? Maybe the Gemara is insisting on a Malay Lugmov only for the Chayvaz Yayin. But the Kaishal Bracha, Dikadin, doesn't need a Malay Lugmov. So he says, well, listen, that's out of time. The Midika Omar Hishkamehem Labonov Labesa Yotzo, Perish Yotzo de Chayvaz Yayin via Dei Dalit Kaisis. Vikomer Labestam, Behu the Shossi Ruba the Koso. Vilekomer Lots de Yayin, Behu the Shossi. Machal de Afi de Dalit Kaisis, Layotz Ad Shishter Rav Shalapes. The Gemara is Mashma that if you don't drink him, Lugumov, you're not Yotzi at all. And at all means both things. There's two Chayvas. There's a Chayvaz Yayin and there's a Chayvaz Dalit Kaisis, meaning the Chayvaz Simchas Yom Tov and the Chayvaz of Kaishal Bracha. The Gemara is mashma that if you don't drink a Malay Lugmov, you're not Yotze either. It's otherwise it would have said, if you don't drink a Malay Lugmov, you're not Yotze the Yayin Dikadin, but you're Yotze the Dalit Kaisis Dikadin. And the fact that it just says Lo Yotze categorically, it's mashma that if you don't drink a Malay Lugmov yourself, you're not Yotze anything. Now, here there's a problem in Cheshvan. Why is that even? It's still not true. If you don't drink a Malay Lugmov, it's true you're not Yotze the Chayvaz Yayin. But l'chor, you are yotz the din of kashul bracha because your son drank the malay lugmov, and for that it's good enough to delegate to your son, because we're going now in the second teretz that you could delegate to your son to drink. I don't care about his kavanas for somebody else. But I think that's out of kash at all. The Gemara means you have to drink your own Malay Lugma for Chayvaz Yayin. Therefore, you can't give. There's only one Malay Lugma in the Kais. It's a Rav Kais. The Gemara calls it Rav Kais. The Kais has a Revius. If you give it away, you don't have it for yourself. If you keep it for yourself, you can't give it away. It's not, it's a zero sum, not a zero sum game, it's other kind of game. It's either you or him. So therefore, so that's the shock of who the issue with the kosher. You have to drink the Malay Lugum of yourself. You can't give it away because then you're not going to have the Chayvaz Yayin. And therefore, you have to drink up the whole Malay Lugum of, because otherwise you're not going to be able to see either Chayv, not the Simchas Yom Tov Dikudin, nor the Kaishal Bracha Dikudin. So Hamurim Mikolan Al, what comes out of this Tshuva Sarosh, it's Taka B'Fair, it's not like the Bistrof, is that the Rosh is not busy over here with Chayrus, he's not busy with the Chayv of Shtiyas Dalit Kaisis. You see the whole Hemshech. When he talks, he never says that the Balabas has to drink himself from a Lugmuk because there's a din of Chayrus. Lefi the Bistrof, that should be the Aleph base. The Rosh is discussing why does the Balabas have to drink a Malay Lugmuk. So he says B'Fair because of a Chayv of Ziyayin. He does not say because of a Chayv of Chayrus. The Rosh is just like Tosfos and the Rosh. It's the Gemara Kuf Ches. There's a Chayvus Yayin, there's a Chayvus Kaishul Bracha. Yayin and Dalet Kaisis. Dalet Kaisis means Kaishul Bracha, and Yayin means Simchas Yom. One second. So now I have two kashas. Kasha number one. So what does this hail here? It says the reason why you have to drink the Rav Kais, you can't give it away to your Banu Vimnei Beisai. Bottom line, why can't you give the Kais away to Banu Vimnei Beisai? Because you have to drink yourself from Malay Lugmov, either because they're not drinking it for you because they're busy with their Chayvus Yayin. That's the first heretz. Or because you have your own Chayvus Yayin, therefore you have to drink it yourself. It all goes to the Chayvus Yayin, which means Simchas Yom Tov. So I don't understand. That's good for the first Kais. But what about the other three? The Gemara is talking about Dalet Kaisis. Chayvus Yayin, Simchas Yom Tov. You don't have to drink Dalet Kaisis. You have to drink one Kais. So what's the Rosh's problem? So what's the Gemara's problem? Who the Ishti Ruba the Kaisis? The first Kais I hear, you have to drink Malay Lugmuk because you have to be Yotzi Simchas Yom Tov. And your child's not doing it for you because he's busy with his own Simchas Yom Tov. But what about the other three Kaisis? Why do you have to drink? The Gemara says by all Dalet Kaisis you have to drink Malay Lugmuk. Why? Give it away to somebody else. Simchas Yom Tov's already done. You accomplished Simchas Yom Tov. Now you're on pure Kaisul Bracha. Dalet Kaisis. Mars not Mashmah. Mars Mashmah applies to all Dalet Kaisis. That's problem number one. Then I have another problem. It seems from this Rosh that there's no din that you have to drink the Kaisul, the Dalet Kaisis yourself, except because of a Chayvus Yayin. Simchas Yom Tov. That's the bottom line. That's what he's. Why is the child not drinking for me? Because he's busy with his Chayvus Yayin. Why do I have to drink my own Malay Lugmav? Why can't I give it away? Because I have a Chayvus Yayin. Chayvus Yayin. That's the whole thing. I have to drink the Malay Lugmav because I have a Chayvus Yayin. He does not say I have to drink the Kaisul Bracha myself because I have a Chayvus Chayrus, because there's a din of Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis. He does not say that. He says I have to drink the Kais myself because of the Chayvus Yayin. So here's the problem. The Rosh in the Halachas, what he's done in Taisis is Shaila by us. Does everybody need their own Dalet Kaisis, or is it enough for the Balabas to have his own, to have Dalet Kaisis? So the Rosh is bottom line, the Rosh is Machriya, not like Taisis sets out in the beginning. The Rosh is Machri at the end that everybody has to have their own Dalet Kaisis. So it means that the Rosh in the Halachas comes out, maybe it's not Chayrus, because he's not Gairus Chayrus anymore. Maybe it's Tama Vaitesi Visalti Vigalti Vilakafti. But bottom line, the Rosh passes that everybody needs their own Dalet Kaisis. That means that the Rosh holds that there is a din that you have to drink Dalet Kaisis. I don't think we can call it Chayrus, because the Rosh, I don't think, had that Girs in the Gemara. You see from the Shuvas Rosh, they didn't have that Girs in the Gemara. You see, they didn't have the Girs in the Gemara even in the Halachas. He never quotes the Gemara about Chayrus. But the bottom line is, he does say that everybody has to drink their own Dalet Kaisis. So now, in here in the Tshuva, when he's explaining why I need my own Malay Lugmav, and I can't give the Malay Lugmav away to Banu Vibnei Beisai, so why does he have to invoke, because otherwise I'm not going to be Yosef Machavis Yayin? Let him say Poshut. Because the Maskana and the Halachas, in the Halachas, I came out, the bottom line, like that Sadin Tosfos, that it's not enough for the Oni to have one set of Dalet Kaisis. He needs Dalet Kaisis for everybody, because everybody needs their own Dalet Kaisis, which means that there's a din that everybody has to drink Dalet Kaisis. If everybody needs their own Dalet Kaisis, that means that everybody, only one person saying that God. If everybody needs their own Dalet Kaisis, it's because everybody has to drink the Dalet Kaisis. So why do I have to resort to Chayvus Yayin? Typically that I have a din that I have to drink. It'll be good in the Havamin of the Rosh. that there's no din that everybody needs their own dalet kaisis. There's still a din of simchas yomtiv. But in the maskan of the Rosh and the Halacha is that there is a din that everybody has to drink their own dalet kaisis. So why resort to chayvus yayin? You're not even Rashi the Rashbam, but they say it means Mitzvah Lo Mufcha. In that sense, they have it, but not by Basachas. Not as a. Yeah.
How much is everyone else
in the city? So, I'm stunned. Everybody needs their own dalet kaisis. Everybody has to drink a little bit. It's if it's then shtiyah, if not mistabel, you only drink a little bit. What? Oh, so the Rosh and the Halacha says when he's done by us, when the Rosh is done, this Shiloh, does everybody need their own dalet kaisis or not? So he talks about that Gemara. Hishkul Me'em, Tosis also talks about it. Hishkul Lebanov Le'me Beisi, why don't they have their own dalet kaisis? So the Rosh is Doich of the Rai says they have their own dalet kaisis, but you poured off some of your kais into their kaisis. The idea being they have their own dalet kaisis, the Chiyuv Shdiyas dalet kaisis, but you poured off some of yours so that they'll have some of the kaisis lebracha too. Because you have the kaisis lebracha. What they have is not a kaisis lebracha. They have a stam dalet kaisis. So Hishkum Ahem is one of their bechas. You took from your becher, you poured off a little bit into their own bechas. But about it, they have their own bechas because everybody needs their own dalet kaisis. The rest is befeirish. So I want to say a chiddush here. So let's just sum up all the problems that we have here. We have problem number one. This is the Rashbam on Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, the bottom of the Omud. That the Kais is not for Birchas HaMozon, it's for something else. It's not Bo Bishvil Birchas HaMozon. So what is it Bo for? That Gemara, Dalet Kais is Tkinu Rabbonon, he expunges the Derech Chayos, but Dalet Kais is Tkinu Rabbonon, Hilkot Kolchad V'chad Nevel Bo Mitzvah, says the Rashbam, it's not coming for Birchas HaMozon. Once we have it, we use it for Birchas HaMozon. So what is it coming for yet? What is it coming for? If it's not cheres, what is it? There's some other din. It needs to be identified. In other words, the Rashbam and Kufi Zayin Abbey seems to say that besides the din of Chayshul Bracha, Birchas HaMozon, there is another reason to drink Dalet Kaisis. But it's not cheres. The Rashbam is Beferes, not Beferes cheres. So then what is it? Number two, if there is such a din to drink Dalet Kaisis independent of the Chayshul Bracha aspect. So when the Gemara says, Shosim B'Vasachas, Olu Yoytzi is Yayin, Sim Kus Yom Tov, why didn't the Gemara say no? You're right to the din of Dalet Kaisis, this other din of drinking Dalet Kaisis. Then we have a Rashi, a Shver Rashi in Bad Noshim. Noshim Chayovis B'David Dalet Kaisis says Rashi, it's really Gimel Kaisis plus Birchas HaMozon. Gimel Kaisis of Musar Mashkin plus Birchas HaMozon. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish Birchas HaMozon, even if it's ain't to Una Kais. But you need to have a Kais for Dalet, but Dalet Kaisis, Kinir Rabbonim. Even the Mandomer Birchas HaMozon ain't to Unikos. So that Gemara is against the Beferish Gemara against Rashi. Besides the steer in Rashi from the beginning of the parak to Noshim. And then finally is this Tshuva Sharosh, who, when in explaining why does the Mevarech himself, the Balabas himself, need to drink his own Meloy Lugmuf? Why can't he give the Meloy Lugmuf to somebody else? Says because of Yayin. He needs to drink the Meloy Lugmuf himself because of a Chayvus Yayin. Why does he need it? First of all, typically, that the Rosh himself holds that everybody has to have their own Dalet Kaisis. So you see, the Rosh holds that there's a din that you do have to drink Dalet Kaisis. Whether we're going to label it Chayrus, not label it Chayrus, but there's a din you have to drink your own Dalet Kaisis. So why do I have to resort to a Chayvus Yayin, which Chayrus means Simchas Yom Tov? And number two, Chayvus Yayin will explain the first Kais, but what about the other three? This is a whole set of problems. I want to say a chiddush. Obviously, if I didn't want to say a chiddush, I wouldn't have expended all this effort. I want to say a chiddush. It goes back to the Afilu Oni Shavi Yisrael. We talked about it at the beginning. The Mishnah said Afilu Oni Shavi Yisrael Lo Yifchusu Le Midalek Kaisis. Shittas Rashi and the Rashbam in particular is very explicit. that it's the Mishnah is not telling me a chiddush in Hilchot Tzedakah at all. It's Urcha de Milsa. Lo yitnu loy, the Gaboyim should give him, that's Urcha de Milsa. It means he's chayiv in Dalakosis himself. Afilu min a tamchoy, he's not talking about giving him from the tamchoy. It means even a very poor person who lives off of the tamchoy, if the Gaboyim don't give to him, he has to beg or borrow, somehow come up with Dalakosis. It's not a Mishnah about Tzedakah b'chal. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos learns it's a Mishnah about taking from the Tamchu. Tamchu is reserved for Tzorchei Suda. You can take Dalet Tosfos from the Tamchu. The Rashbam is Beferish, not the way. It's a din that Aniyim are Chayim and Dalet Tosfos. The Gemara asked him, Kufi Beis, Shita, what's the Chiddush? And the Gemara answered, like Nitzuchel El Rabbi Kiva, Domer, I say Shabbos Chachol Vial Tetzarech Lebrius. And we asked, what does Rabbi Akiva have to do with the Chi of Dalet Tosfos? Mail according to Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva himself, there's two ways to learn. Rabbi Kiva says that an Oni does not eat Shalosh Shudas from the Tamchu, because I say Shabbos Chochel V'al Tetzarech Lebrius. So that itself we could understand in two ways. It's either a limitation in his Chayvus Oinag Yom, Oinag Shabbos. An Oni who lives off stock is not so Chayv in Oinag Shabbos. He has to do only a minimum of Oinag Shabbos. Or alternatively, it's a Din Hilchot Tzedakah. We don't have to provide from the Tzedakah funds, we don't have to subsidize the Oni's Oinag Shabbos on a large level. One or the other. That's not clear. But Mimonish, Mele, according to Tosfos, who learns that the Mishnah of Leifchus Medalek Kaisis is Hilchot Tzedakah Dikadin. So I understand the application of Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds we don't have to subsidize Oinag Shabbos, so I would have said, just like we don't have to subsidize the Oni's Oinag Shabbos, maybe we don't have to subsidize his Dalek Kaisis either. So Kamash Malon, no, Dalek Kaisis we have to subsidize because it's presumably, so that we do subsidize. Oinag Shabbos, not Dalek Kaisis yet. Right. Still Hilchot Tzedakah. How much do we have to subsidize the Oni's mitzvahs? Even that is not 100%, but at least that's a mahalach. But according to Rashi and Rashbam, that the Mishnah is not a Mishnah about Hilchot Tzedakah b'chlal. The Gaboyim here are only mentioned because of Urcha de Milsa. So it's a Mishnah about the Oni's own chi of Dalet Kaisis. Does he have to sell the shirt off his back in order to get Dalet Kaisis? So what does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is telling me then that Aniyim are not so chayiv in Oinag Shabbos. Either it's a din of Tzedakah that's b'chal not relevant, or it's a din of Oinag Shabbos. So it's a din of Oinag Shabbos. Aniyim have a limited chi of Oinag Shabbos. Since they live off other people, their chi of Oinag Shabbos is limited. So what does it have to do with Dalet Kaisis? Why is it more a thing? Aniyim are chayiv in mitzvahs, the chayiv in pidyon haben, the chayiv in lulav, the chayiv in shofar. In Oinag Shabbos, the Chazal said they should be mitzamsim. You live off other people, you don't have Oinag Shabbos b'yad rechava. What does it have to do with Dalet Kaisis? So I said at the time that Mustama, Rashi and the Rashbam are going to have to learn that the Gemara thought in the Havamina, you know, that Dalet Kaisis is Medina Oinag Yom Tov. That Dalet Kaisis is a Shir in Oinag Yom Tov of Leil HaSeder. Because perhaps of Eitzei Sivit Salti, they said the Oinag Yom Tov of the Leil HaSeder is Dalet Kaisis. So then I would have said, just like the Oni doesn't have Shalosh Shudas, Oinag Shabbos is Gimel Shudas. An Oni's Oinag Shabbos is two Shudas because he lives off other people. So likewise, I would have said Dalet Kaisis, a regular person's Oinag Yom Tov, is four Kaisis. Is only one case, so kamash b'lo mishum presum and isa that it's not so. So I want to qualify that. I want to change that a little bit, in light of the above. And instead of oinag yom tov, I want to substitute simchas yom tov. Small step. I'm not sure that it's dovan buskum. There is a chiv oinag yom tov. The Rambam says it's chiv oinag yom tov. It's very easy to go from oinag yom tov to simchas yom tov. The Gemara was saying, the Gemara assumed initially, and I think it remains lahaloch also, that the chiyuv of Dalet Kaisis, to drink Dalet Kaisis, is a simchas yom tov chiyuv. Because of Eitzesi, Visalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Chazal said that the chiyuv simchas yom tov by Pesach night, what the Gemara calls chayvus yayin, which is simchas yom tov, is not one kais but four. So therefore, I would have had a havamina that just like an oni's oinig Shabbos, even though most people's oinig Shabbos is three sudus, but if for an oni oinig Shabbos is two, because I say Shabbos Chachol, so maybe Simchas Yom Tov, and this in a similar way, everybody else's Simchas Yom Tov is four kaisis. That's the shiur for everybody else, and for an oni, the Simchas Yom Tov should be mitzumtzum to only one kais or less than it. Kamash malon mishum persim mepisum inisa, that it's not the way. If that's the pshat, then it comes out. So what we walk away with is a new thought. That the din that you have to drink dalet kaisis, if there's a din to drink dalet kaisis, taisim mesupik, if there's such a din, but if there's a din that you have to drink dalet kaisis, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, it's not from Cheirus, it's from Simchas Yom Tov. The shear of Simchas Yom Tov by the Lelet, because of Oitesiv Yitzalti Vigalti Vilakati, because of those reasons, Chazal said that by the Lelet Seder, the Chayvus Simchas Yom Tov, the Chayvus Yayin, the Gemara calls, the shear is Dalet Kaisis, not less. I think it's very geschmack actually in the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesim and Beis. The Gemara says, Shosim Bevas Achas, Yidei Yayin Yotzo, Yidei Dalet Kaisis Lo Yotzo. Add Gersim in the Gemara, Rashi, the Rashbam, Toysis, that's the Gersim we have. If you drank four kaisis, but you drank them bevas achas, not all stay there, so you're yoytzei simchas yomtiv, but you're not yoytzei the chi of valid kaisis. So I don't understand. For simchas yomtiv, you don't need the. For simchas yomtiv, why do you need four kaisis? For simchas yomtiv, it's enough to drink one kais. The lashon of the Gemara is shosan bevas achas. If you drank all four kaisis bezeach hazeh, so that you're yoytzei the simchas yomtiv, but you're not yoytzei the chayvus the din valid kaisis. Meaning, you're not yoytzei the din. Kaisel bracha, the seder having the hagod ala kais, but you yotzi the chayvus yain of simchas yomtiv. So for the chayvus yain of simchas yomtiv, you don't have to drink four kaises bevas achas. You could drink one kais and it'll be enough. So the truth is, Tosis is bothered by the kasha, and Tosis says over there that he says a pshat that the Gemara means that you would have thought that maybe to be yotzi simcha, you have to drink the dalet kaises. Allah say there and be yaitzi the chi of dalet kaisis in order to be yaitzi simchas yomtiv. Maybe they go hand in hand. Which is talking about the halachim. The way I'm learning the halachim is actually more geshmak, which Menachem pointed out the other day. When we were framing it in terms of einag yomtiv, but works that out too. But anyway, Tosis explains. You could read the Tosis to be saying you don't really need to drink four kaisis. Shosim b'vasachas, you don't really need to drink four kaisis for simchas yomtiv. Even one. The Gemara says shosim b'vasachas la'apuke. Don't think you have to drink four kaisis ala seder. But Rashi and the Rashbam just says they don't say that. The Rashbam just says shosim b'vasachas. Even Tosis, I'm not sure if that's what he means. But certainly in the Rashbam. Yidei yayin yotzo b'shem simchas yomtiv. That's it. Yidei yayin yotzo mishum simchas yomtiv. So why is it? Why should it be dalet kaisis? Yidei yayin yotzo. I don't need dalet kaisis. So it could be doichik if you hold it. Then maybe it's labdafka. But the way I'm saying now, it's very gishmak. In a chenami, if you drink less than dalet kaisis, you're not yotzo simchas yomtiv. That's the dalet kaisis tekinah rabbanon. Chazal were mesaken. That's the gemara. That's the gemara by the oni. That's the dimin to Rabbi Akiva. Just like Oynig Shabbos and Shabbos is three sudos, Simchas Yom Tov by the Lelel Seder is Dalet Kaisis because of Eitzesi and so on. That's the Gemara, and the Gemara in Kuf Ches, it's going back and forth, Yidei Yayin Yotzo, Yidei Dalet Kaisis Yotzo. So we have the terminology of the Gemara clear. Yidei Yayin Yotzo means Simchas Yom Tov, Emes. But it means the Dalet Kaisis Dekadin of Simchas Yom Tov. Yidei Yayin Yotzo, if you drank Dalet Kaisis Vivasachas, you're yotzei simchas yomtiv, because the sheer simchas yomtiv is dalet kaisis. They could be vasachas, but you have to drink dalet kaisis. But you're not yotzei dalet kaisis, meaning you're not yotzei din a bracha ala kais. So for that you have to have drink the malaseid. So there are two dinim. There's a din you have to drink dalet kaisis for simchas yomtiv, and there's a din that you have to have dalet kaisis ala seder. And those are the two dinim in the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches. Maybe it's very good. Rashi and Daf Kuf. Yitzayin on the base. The third kais, says Rashi, is not coming for Birchas HaMozel. The question is, so what is it coming for? It's not Cheiris, rather. Rashbam expunges Cheiris. He doesn't have Ochi Gassin, there's no Cheiris. So then what is it? Dalet kais, Tkinu Rabbonon. Hilkol Kochad V'chad Neved B'mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, so you're not drinking it for Birchas HaMozel. You're drinking it for the Dalet kais. What is this din of Dalet kais, Tkinu Rabbonon? If it's not the Kochad V'chad Neved B'mitzvah, so what is it? And then we have another problem. It's against. How can the Rashbam is implying that there's a, besides the din of Birchas HaMozon ala Kais, there's a separate din that you have to drink Dalet Kaisis? It's not Bobishul Birchas HaMozon, right? Rashi Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis says, the third Kais is not, it's Enoi Bobishul Birchas HaMozon. You're not drinking it for Birchas HaMozon. You put it into Birchas HaMozon too, but you're drinking it because there's a din of Dalet Kaisis. So I ask, so when the Gemara Kuf Ches says that if you drank for Vasachas, so you're not Yotzi din of Dalet Kaisis, it's not ala Seder. So what are you? Yotzi just Yidei Yayin, just Simchas Yom Tov. So yes, why only Yotzi Simchas Yom Tov? You're yoytze the din of dalat kaisa. The Rashbam is implying there is a din of drinking dalat kaisa. The Rashbam of Kufyat Zayin implies einay baba shul birchas hamazon. You'd have to drink that there is an independent din of dalat kaisa besides the din of hilkol kolchad v'chad neved bar mitzvah. There's an independent din of dalat kaisa. So in the Gemara Kufches Amud Beis, when it talks about a guy who drank dalat kaisa loyal aseder, so where did it go? The Gemara just says the guy in yotze is only yoytze simchas yomtov. Where did it go? Where did this din of drinking dalat kaisa disappear to? In the Gemara in Kuf Chesam and Beis. The answer is no, it didn't disappear at all. It's staring us in the face. That's Yidei Yayin Yotze. Nechirama, Yidei Yayin Yotze means the din to drink Dalet Kais is Asim Chas Yomtev. We're looking all over for that. Kaninso. When the Gemara says Yidei Yayin Yotze, it means the chayva to drink Dalet Kais is. I'll add something. You don't even have to ask it in terms of the Rashbam. I can ask it in terms of the Rosh. The Rosh bottom line holds. Tosfos not sure. The Rosh bottom line holds that everybody has to have their own dalat kaisa. That's not for Al HaSeder. For Al HaSeder, it would be enough for the Baal HaBos to have it. Elamai, it's because there's a din. You have to drink dalat kaisa. So when the Gemara Kuf Ches says that if you drank them bevasa achas, you're not yoytze dalat kaisa. All your yoytze is reyayin. Where that other din disappear to? The din that everybody has to have their own dalat kaisa. Everybody has to drink dalat kaisa. Why aren't they yoytze? You could say if it's not a l'seder, you're not yotzei that din either. You don't have to say that. In a chinami, you're yotzei that din. Where does it say in the Gemara? It says in the Gemara, yidei yayin yotzei. That's what yidei yayin yotzei means. The din that everybody has to drink, their own dalat kaisus. And the biggest proof is in the Tshuva Sarosh. And in the seeming contradiction between what he says in the Halachas and what he says in the Tshuva. In the Halachas, the Rosh Paskin's bottom line, that everybody has to drink their own dalat kaisus. In the Tshuva Sarosh, when he's trying to explain why I have to drink a Milei Lugmav, I can't give it to Bnei Beisoy, why isn't there a Milei Lugmav enough? So what does he say? Because of Yayin. I have to drink a Milei Lugmav, I can't give it to him, because I have a din of Yidei Yayin. And he has a din of Yidei Yayin. It's all busy, all Yidei Yayin. What does he need it for? I have to drink a Milei Lugmav, because the Rosh himself says that everybody needs their own Dalet Kaisus. The Rosh in the Halachas comes out that everybody has to have their own Dalet Kaisus. So that's not Yayin. That's everybody has a dinner. They have to drink Dalet Kaisus. So why in the Tshuva does he have to resort to Yidei Yayin to Simchas Yomtov? And then also he has Yidei Yayin. That's only the first Kaisus. What about the other three? Heim Heim Advarim. It's one thing. Yidei Yayin in the Tshuva. And what the Rosh says in the Halachas, bottom line, that everybody has to have their own Dalet Kaisus, it's Hainu Hach. Yidei Yayin to Simchas Yomtov is the din that everybody has to drink their own Dalet Kaisus. It's a Shir in Simchas Yomtov. So now coming back to Tosfos, Tinoikos. Tosfos put a raya. Tosfos dan. Is it true? Does everybody have to drink their own dalat kaisus or not? I feel the way we're explaining now, what's the suffix? The suffix is there such a din? Were Chazal Mechayev that everybody should have their own dalat kaisus and we didn't simchas yomtov? Or is there no such, or isn't that required? Yeah, and you just drink one kais. That's the suffix in Tosfos. Tosfos is suffix. Is there a din that everybody needs their own dalat kaisus or not? The Rosh is Mechayev that there is such a din, Tosfos is less sure. The way we're explaining it, the suffix is around this point. Is there a halacha that Chazal were mechayev that everybody should have their own kais midin simchas yomtov? Parenthetically, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, it's muchach from the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos doesn't have that hechar because he learns that akifilu menatamchi is at stoker dekadin. So he has another way to learn the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva from Hilchas Stoker. But Tosfos mesupik beetzim. Is there a din yidei yayin yotze? Does that mean you have to drink four kaisus or yidei yayin yotze is enough to drink one kais? Does everybody need their own dalat kaisus or not? Al zehu don, that's the suffix in Tosfos. So Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara about tinoikos. Harakama says tinoikos echayim and dalat kaisus. Rabbi Yehuda said no matter elis the tinoikos shall be yayin. What was Tosfos' raya? So read the Tosfos past as you think the raya is from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said matter elis the tinoikos v'yayin. What does he mean? He means, why should we get the Tinoikos drunk? So obviously we're talking about everybody drinking, we're not talking about Shmiya, we're talking about drinking. That can't be the riot. If that's the riot, then what's the terror? Then what's how's he doing for the riot? Tosfos is doing for the riot. He says, no, Mishum Chinuch, they have to listen. You didn't address Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, that was never the raya in the first place. Rabbi Yehuda means like the Rashbam says, Tinoikas apotam in amitzvus. So then, what was the raya in the first place? And then, and secondly, when the Torah says doich the raya, he sticks in mishum chinuch. Kilu up to now, he didn't think it was mishum chinuch. Teres is like this. The Gemara says in Kuftes. Gemara says in Kuftes. Tana Rabbanu. It's about a third of the way down. Kuftes Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanu. It's like even sort of with the top of the Rashbam. Chayiv Odom L'Sameich Bonu V'Nei Beisei B'Regel Shneimer V'Samachta B'Chagecho B'Meh M'Samchum B'Yayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anoshim B'Roi Lehem V'Noshim B'Roi Lehem Anoshim B'Roi Lehem B'Yayin V'Noshim B'Mai Tanya Rav Yosef B'Bobel B'Dei Tzivoyim B'Eretz Shod B'Dei Pishtim B'Guhotz And the Tesefter is and K'tanim B'Roi Lehem with toys with the Goizim and Koyos. It says here in Braisa that the person is Mechuyiv to be M'Sameich Ishto Yubonu V'An Pesach K'tanim And Yom Tov. There's a din Simchas Yom Tov, not only that you're mechuyev in Simchas Yom Tov yourself, you're mechuyev to be mesameach your wife and children. With what? So the Tanakhama says b'yayin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, not b'yayin. Anoshim b'roilem, noshim b'roilem, and the Tosefta that's ketanim b'roilem. Each one what is right in. For men it's wine, for noshim and tanim it's other things. It's not clear over here if Rabbi Yehuda is lachlik or lefarish. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. By this, the Rambam learned that Rabbi Yehuda is mefarish Tanakhama, he's not arguing. The Rambam passes. Men are chayav a simchas yom tov. His man hamikdash is b'shlomim, ideally. But if you don't, when there's no beis hamikdash, then it's b'yayin. And for men and for women, it's b'big big tzivoyim. And for ketanim, the Rambam says it's with klayus and klayus. So it says here in this Gemara that there's a din that a person has to be m'sameach bonav b'nei beis, even b'nei beis ketanim. Tosfos thought that when the Gemara says when the Tanakhama says that ketanim are chayav and dalek klayus, Tosfos didn't think it's midin chinuch. He thought maybe it's Tanish Lehigil Lechinuch. Or maybe he didn't think that there is Chinuch for this. Let's say Tanish Lehigil Lechinuch. So Tosis was bothered, why are Ketanim Chayiv and Dalek Kosis? Little children, why should they be Chayiv and Dalek Kosis? The Chayiv in Bruch Ala Kos? They're children, why are they not Chayiv in anything? It must be that there's a Chayiv Midin Simchas Yom Tov to drink Dalek Kosis. So Mamela, Tosis thought that's why Ketanim Chayiv and Dalek Kosis Midin Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe Tosfos learned the Tanakhama is the Cholik Taka. The Tanakhama says everybody is B'yayin. The Rambam apparently learned Rabbi Yehuda's Lefarish. The Tanakhama are not B'yayin. Tosfos could have learned that the Tanakhama is Cholik and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama is B'mem is Hamchim B'yayin. Simchas Yom Tov is Yayin for everybody. Says Tosfos, if the Gemara says that Ketanim are Chayim and Dalek Kosis, it can't be Midin Bruch Ala Kos because children are Potim and Amitzvus. Like the Rashbam says, Mata Elis the Tinoik is B'yayin. Children are Potim and Amitzvus. It must be midin Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov have a children too. The person is mechuyev to be mesameach bonu v'nei beis. Says Tosfos, it's a raya that is, and it says dalad kais. It doesn't say one kais. It's a raya, says Tosfos, that there's a din midin Simchas Yom Tov to drink dalad kaisis. Says Tosfos, not a raya. Give you doich the raya. Maybe it means to listen to the dalad kaisis. If it means to listen to dalad kaisis, why you mechayev children? If it would be yayin to drink dalad kaisis, why understand why you mechayev children? Because the person mechuyev to mesameach bonu v'nei beis. Now that you're telling me it only means to listen to the Dalek Kosis, so what does that have to do with children? So Tosis explains, Mishum Chinuch, a new idea. That it has nothing to do with Simcha, it has to do with Chinuch. Midin Chinuch, they have to listen to the Seder. They have to listen to the Agoda, they have to listen to the Agoda Dalek Kosis. And we're talking about Tanim Shigil Chinuch. Made the last point. The steer in Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of the parak says Dalad Kosis is Dalad Kosis. For Beitzesi v'salti v'galti v'lakachti. But by the Gemara about Noshim Chayovis v'Dalad Kosis, Rashi over there only has three Kosis. Gimel Kosis of the Sar Mashkin plus Birchas Hamozi. So the Kasha is A, it's a steer. And B, how can you say it's Gimel Kosis plus Birchas Hamozi? The Gemara says in Kuf Yizayim and Beis Beferish that even if Birchas Hamozi ain't to Unokos, but there's a separate din of Dalad Kosis to Kinner Rabbonah. It says Rashi also holds that the chiyuv to drink dalad kosis is mishum simcha. He also has the girsa, our girsa in the Gemara, yidayayin shosim b'vasachas yidayayin yotzo. You drink dalad kosis b'vasachas yotzi simchas yomtov. The din of drinking dalad kosis is midin simchas yomtov. Simchas Yom Tov B'Yayin, there's a shir of Dalet Kaisis. Rashi holds that Noshim are not Chayim now. Because Rashi held, like the Rambam, that Rabbi Huda is Lefarish, that the Simcha of Noshim is not B'Yayin, but it's the B'Gdei Tzivayin. Certainly Chazal wouldn't have been Chayim of Dalet Kaisis for Noshim. Shtiyas. Poshit. Rabbi Yehuda's lachlik by mem is hamchem anoshim beroilim. What's roi for anoshim is yayin. For anoshim it's big day tzivonim. So therefore, it was poshut to Rashi that if women are chayiv and dalad, women may be chayiv and dalad kaisis, but they're not chayiv and yayin. To use the terminology of the Gemara, they yayin yotzi, they dalad kaisis yotzi. In the terminology of the Gemara, the din to drink dalad kaisis, the Gemara calls it they yayin. The din to have the seder ala kais on dalad kaisis, the Gemara calls dalad kaisis. They yayin yotzi, they dalad kaisis yotzi. That's the terminology of the Gemara. Zot Gemara Noshim Achayev and Dalet Kaisis. It means the Chayev to hear the Hagod Dalet Kais that they have the Chayev Dalet Kaisis to hear the Hagod Dalet Kais. Noshim have to, but the Chayev to drink Dalet Kaisis, that's a Chedin of Simchas Yom Tov. That doesn't apply to women at all. So Mela, when you're talking about men, it's a Chayev to drink Dalet Kaisis. To drink Dalet Kaisis, you need a pasuk for the Kais of Birchas Hamazon too. Because midin birchas hamazon ala kais, even lemanda omar, and maybe many rishonim passing the birchas hamazon to una kais, but you certainly don't have to have everybody drink from the kais. Birchas hamazon ala kais means the mezamen drinks from the kais. Nobody else has to drink. By men, it's a din that you have to drink dalet kaisis. So you can't say it's gimel kaisis plus birchas hamazon. That's not gonna, that'll tell me that that'll be enough to be mesarid the hagod ala kais. But it's not going to be enough to tell me that everybody has to drink Dalet Kaisis. For that, I need a pasuk of Dalet Kaisis. So that's Rashi leading the parak. I have a pasuk for Dalet Kaisis. The Tzaisi Misalti Vigalti Vilakachti. In the Chanami, I have a pasuk for all four Kaisis. And then already, Birchas HaMazon could be even Einatuna Kaisis. Doesn't matter. I'm already cut loose from Birchas HaMazon. That's the Gemara Kuf Yizayin. But Rashi is talking here about Noshim. Kuf Tetz Rashi is talking about Noshim. Noshim Chayovis with Dalet Kaisis means to listen to Dalet Kaisis. The women certainly don't have a chiv to drink dalet kaisis because it's simple yom tov and women are not chayiv in simple yom tov. B'yayin, maybe they have to have four dresses, but they don't have to have four kaisis. So mele, if you're talking about hearing the hagod ala kais, so I don't need a. So then the halacha that we pass in that birchas hamazon, machlekes rishonim had a pasuk. Most rishonim passing birchas hamazon needs a kais. Nowadays we make it because wine was very expensive in Europe. Most rishonim passing birchas hamazon to unukais. The halacha that birchas hamazon to unukais. I don't need a pasuk for the kais of Birchas HaMazon for women. Because Birchas HaMazon anyway has a kais, lahaloch. I only need a pasuk for the other three kaises. So there Rashi brings me a pasuk only for three kaises. By women already it's three kaises, so it's not really four. Because by them we're not talking about. In other words, when it comes out bottom line, when we're talking about drinking, it's not the dalet kaises. But when we're talking about broch having the haggadah ala kais, I don't really need a din of dalet kaises. For that it's enough to have a din of gimel kaises. So Rashi therefore is mechalek. In the Mishnah, when he's talking about men, afilu ani should be Israel, so he takes pains to give me a din of dalet kaisis, because you have to have taka dalet kaisis. But when he's talking about women, for women I don't need the din of, there is no din of drinking. There it's only din of agod ala kais, la halacha that only requires three kaisis. Because the Muslims, anyway, going to have a kais. So there he taka brings the pasuk to him. One more in the kudu. Mamish, brief. Taisis medayik in the Mishnah. Lo yifchusu lo medalek kaisis. I feel the onus should be Israel. You only have to give him dalek kaisis. Toisis medayik. Vice tois. Apparently, you don't have to give dalek kaisis for everybody at the table. You only have to give dalek kaisis for the onus himself. So it's a riot. There's no thing that everybody should have their own dalek kaisis. So if you hold lemais according to the rishonim, the Rosh, and this is, I think the sheet of the Rashbam and Rashi apparently that there is a din to drink dalek kaisis. So what do you do with this diuk? I feel the onus should be Israel. Lo yifchusu lo medalek kaisis. Not the end of the world. Very far from being the end of the world. If he's a bachelor, if he has more people, it's not such a deal. You see, Tosis also wasn't so blown away by this deal. But Lefi Omer, I can tell you, there's a pasuk that we could find an etzah. The Gemara says that really, according to Rabbi Akiva, an oni simchas yom tov should not be dalet kaisis, because asay shabos lechel v'al tetzarech lebrius. So the Simchas Yom Tov Tikkudin, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, really should not apply to an Ani. So why does it apply? Why do we give him Dalet Kaisis? Says the Gemara, Mishum Pursum Enisa. Pursum Enisa could be, that's not the din of drinking Dalet Kaisis. That's the din of being Masada the Kais on Dalet Kaisis. Vaharaya, Noshim, according to Rashi, don't have the din to drink Dalet Kaisis. They only have Afen Hayu Ba'Isenes, which is a Pirsumin Disadik, and always Afen Hayu Ba'Isenes is always by Pirsumin Nisa, by Megillah, by Nechanaka. We always say it by Pirsumin Nisadik. They were in the Nes, they have to be Mefarsim the Nes. But it's not Mechayev them to drink Dalad Kaisis, which is Simchus Yom Tadik, they don't have. It's only Mechayev to have the Haggadah on Dalad Kaisis. So, mainly when it comes to an Oni, the din of Simchus Yom Tadik he doesn't really have. Because I say Shabbos Chachal V'Altitztarech Lebrius, just like he doesn't have to eat Shalosh Shudas because he's living off of Tzokah. He doesn't really, if Tzokah is providing for him, we don't have to give him Shalosh Shudas. We don't have to give, for that thing, we don't have to give him Dalad Kaisis. We only have to give him Dalad Kaisis for Pirsumei Nisa. For Pesumin Nisa, it's enough to be Misadah that God Allah places. So an Oni Taka, even according to Rashi and Rishbam, even if you hold that everybody has to have their own Dalit places, but an Oni who's living off Tzoka only has to have one Dalit places for everybody.
Three different questions.
Okay.